Good morning, everyone. So my name is Taylor Lynch, and the title of my presentation is Interpersonal Violence Among Adolescents of Military Families, Results from a Representative Sample of High School Students. Unfortunately, Jason Reinhardt couldn't be here today to present, so I'm filling in for him. Currently, I serve as the coordinator of the Nevada Youth Risk Behavior Survey and assisted Jason with the analysis for this presentation. And I have no financial relationships to disclose. So today, military families have experienced the greatest number of deployments in U.S. history, and this is due to involvement in wartime conflicts such as Operation Enduring Freedom and Operation Iraqi Freedom. The deployment of a parent has significant effects on the estimated 1.2 million children and adolescents of military families. In addition, the family structure can be disrupted through stress from reorganization of normal daily routines, adjusting roles and responsibilities within the household, as well as uncertainty of deployment details. So adolescents are particularly affected by the deployment of an active duty parent, and this is because they're aware of adjustments in their family life, you know, dangers that their parents may be facing, and then length and frequency of separation from their parents on these deployments. So many adolescents in military families face frequent relocations, intermittent separations, changing peer groups, as well as day-to-day uncertainties that are part of the nature of these deployments. Overall, this sense of insecurity combined with typical adolescent challenges that accompany the onset of puberty creates the potential for a disruption in development. Moreover, family military involvement may affect adolescent behaviors that can have long-term impacts on mental and physical health outcomes into adulthood. So most behavioral health research with adolescents from military families has focused on the impact of family military involvement on mental health outcomes and substance use. So while this relationship has been well established, little is known about the impact of fighting and other behavioral health issues. So while limited, emerging research suggests that adolescents from military families may be at an increased risk for physical fighting. While these studies suggest a potential association, control for potentially important confounding factors is very limited. So in order to address these limitations, we assess the relationship between family military involvement and physical fighting on school property, while controlling for demographics, substance use, depression symptoms, as well as bullying victimization at school. So the data we use was from the 2013 Nevada Youth Risk Behavior Survey. The YRBS is a national surveillance system that was developed by the CDC to monitor priority health risk behaviors in adolescents between grades 9 and 12. So it involves a two-stage cluster sampling design. The first sampling stage, we grouped our 16 school districts into 7 regions for one region, which was our largest school district that represents over 60% of the state high school population. We randomly sampled high schools proportionate to their size. And then in the remaining 15 regions, all schools were selected for participation. So the second stage of the cluster sampling involves obtaining a list of all required English classes or second period classes, and then randomly sampling based on a margin of error to get our final sample. So for 2013, we obtained a representative sample of almost 4,000 Nevada youth between grades 9 and 12, and we had an overall combined response rate of school and class response rate of 71%. So the outcomes we looked at were physically fighting in the past 12 months, as well as physically fighting at school during the past 12 months. So physical fighting was assessed by asking students how many times they were in a physical fight in the last 12 months. If they answered no, they were categorized as zero. They were categorized as no, and then all other answers that indicated fighting categorized them as yes. And we repeated this for physical fighting at school. Our exposure variable was military family status, so a family member serving on active duty military. So the core National Youth Risk Behavior Survey does not include a question about family military involvement, but in Nevada we had a state-added question specifically about this, and students were asked if either their parents or another adult in their family were serving on active duty military. So some of the covariates we looked at as well included gender, grade, race, ethnicity, location, and then past 30-day alcohol and marijuana use, and then past 12 months depressive symptoms, and then bullying victimization at school. So we used weighted chi-square tests to assess the relationship between family military involvement and physical fighting, as well as potentially confounding variables listed in the previous slide. And then we used weighted logistic regression. Our final model included significant covariates from the unadjusted analyses. And then we reported adjusted odds ratios, 95% confidence intervals, and we stratified by gender. So this slide shows the general participant characteristics. So for demographic characteristics of the 2013 YRBS sample, including gender and race ethnicity, these were representative of the sample population in Nevada. In addition, about 23.5% of students reported being in a physical fight in the past 12 months. 7% of students reported being involved in a physical fight at school in the past 12 months. And then 13.4% of students reported family military involvement. So this slide shows factors that were associated with physical fighting. As you can see, most of the variables we looked at were significant. And just to give you a little more context, for example, the prevalence of physical fighting was higher among students who reported military family involvement, which was 33%, compared to students who did not, and this was 22%. And then looking at gender, male students, 28.6% reported being involved in a physical fight, compared to only 18.6% for females. And then we see similar results for physical fighting on school property. So students from military families also reported more physical fighting on school property, 12.4%, compared to students from non-military families, which was only 6%. So this slide shows the weighted logistic regression for factors associated with physically fighting among males specifically. So if you look at that bottom line there, what we show is that after controlling for demographics, substance use, depressive symptoms, and bullying victimization, that family military involvement was associated with an increased odds of involvement in both physically fighting and physically fighting at school. So the adjusted odds ratio for physically fighting was 1.74, and then for physically fighting at school was 2.21. In addition to this, we show that a lot of the covariates were independently significantly associated with both physically fighting and physically fighting at school. So this chart here is specific to males, and then this one here is specific to females. And if you look at the family military involvement, once again, we see similar results. The adjusted odds ratios for family military involvement in physical fighting and physically fighting at school were slightly lower for females, but they remain significant. So just for comparison for females, we saw an adjusted odds ratio of physically fighting for 1.65 and then 1.88 for physically fighting at school. And once again, we saw that many of the covariates remained independently significantly associated with both physically fighting and physically fighting at school. So some of the limitations. First, the YRBS question regarding family military involvement did not provide specific details, including information about the identification of the family member involved, the timing, duration, or frequency of the deployment, or the frequency of military deployment. Therefore, we weren't able to assess the effects or the impact of any of these effects of military involvement on adolescent fighting behaviors. Furthermore, the fighting measures on the YRBS do not differentiate between victimization and perpetration, which could be a potentially important distinction to make. Also, the data in this study were self-reported and are subject to recall bias. However, It could be likely that physically fighting was underreported, but we have no reason to believe it differed between students from non-military families and students from military families. So this would be a non-differential misclassification, and if anything, would result in an underestimation of our adjusted odds ratios. Next, the YRBS is a cross-sectional design, therefore we can't establish temporality, which is important. And then the results are only representative of Nevada, so we have some limited generalizability. A couple strengths of our study include use of a population-based sample of students and stratifying by gender to show those independent relationships. So in summary, recent U.S. military family involvement is of historic proportions due to wartime conflicts overseas that impact more than 1 million children and adolescents. Our results add to the growing body of evidence that demonstrate a link between family-military involvement and physical fighting among adolescents, and this is even after controlling for important confounding effects like depression, bullying, victimization, and substance use. So while our findings do support previous research that females are slightly less likely to engage in physical fighting compared to males, we do show that military family involvement was a strong independent risk factor for physical fighting outcomes for both males and females. So some recommendations. It's important to note that our study was conducted in primarily civilian high schools, and the personnel may be unaware of the unique needs of adolescents involved in military families. So it could be important to train high school counselors and teachers about these multiple stressors that these adolescents face. This could be an important first step in addressing behavioral health disparities in this population, including physically fighting. In addition, national youth violence prevention initiatives like Safe Schools, Healthy Students could include strategies that are aimed specifically at reaching military-involved youth. And then we recommend that future research explore some of the finer details, like whether the deployment, family relocation, and other stressors related to being in a military family have an impact on physical fighting among adolescents. Thank you.
We have time for a few questions.
Yes.
Thanks. Yes, it could be. I don't think we were able to find any research that had looked at that specifically yet, but that's a great suggestion for future research. Yeah, it could be interesting to look at that for sure. Go ahead.
Did you make a distinction between reserve status and private active duty versus those that were in reserves?
So the question asks for a parent involved in active duty military, yes.
But like the distinction between people who are typically a reservist versus that are always active duty?
No, we don't have that distinction, yeah. Go ahead.
So you noted that there was some independent differences, rural versus urban.
Yeah, sure.
And so I was curious because Nevada has some military bases, et cetera, in rural areas. Were
yeah.
you able to look at zip codes to identify if there was a?
No, we weren't able to look, yeah, that specific. It would have been nice, but yeah.
And so it would be interesting to know if there was a social network of support where there were more military families.
Yeah, and that could very well be true, because like you said, there are those communities in rural areas that are heavily military-based, and that could be interesting to look at. But yeah, we don't have any zip code information, so go ahead. Yeah, as far as the YRBS is concerned, we don't have that ability, yeah. It's very limited, especially with state-added questions, and the CDC is very particular about the questions that are added, unfortunately. I'm not sure. That would be something interesting to investigate. Potentially, yeah, we could maybe be able to do something like that. Thank you. Any other questions?
Okay, thank you very
Thanks.
Much.